Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's Thursday, December 18th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes or so. Anybody out there with a small or micro online business, you're going to want to listen up to this. There's a new EU tax rule that's going to come in force on January 1st, and it could kill a lot of small online businesses. Now, this VAT has been on the cards for 6 years now, and it's aimed at preventing big companies like, you know, Amazon and Apple and Starbucks from claiming that all their European profit is made in Luxembourg. We've talked about that place on the podcast before. Yeah, it's kind of a tax haven. Basically, they don't pay much tax there at all. So they're going to end this. Online businesses will have to pay in the country of the consumer buying the goods, not the business. Of course, the side effect of this will be many small businesses will find themselves having to unravel miles of red tape associated with complying with 28 different VAT regulations. Hey, and even more good news is probably going to hit British online companies even more, because the VAT-free threshold is much higher there than it is in the rest of the EU. Oh, isn't that wonderful news? Not. There are some things that are exempt. Hotel booking services, supply of physical goods through electronic ordering processes, and real-time educational services. I'm sure the big businesses are sitting there thinking, okay, well, fine, I guess we're going to start paying more taxes, whoop-de-doo. Once again, it's the small guy out there that's going to get screwed. Tell me, where's the value added with that? So you're wanting to get a pair of Google glasses, but you're thinking, I don't know, are they really that hip right now? Plus, they're freaking expensive. Well, Sony might be coming to your rescue. Maybe. We don't know how much these things cost yet. Sony's going to unveil a new clip-on display unit that will attach to the frame of any eyewear and transform it into a pair of smart glasses. Yeah, like Google Glass. The accessory is going to incorporate a control board with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi, along with a compass, an accelerometer, and touch sensors. It's also going to show information via a 640 by 400 OLED micro display. Now, with Google Glass, the display hovers in front of your eye. So Sony says it's going to offer a field of view equivalent to a 16-inch display that's placed about 2 meters in front of you. The whole package is going to be very lightweight, under 2 ounces, and Sony is pushing it towards the sports, work, and entertainment field. Okay, so when's it coming out? When are we going to see this? How is it going to work? Yeah, you got to wait till next month. CES 2015. And they're also aiming to put it on sale by 2016. I'm sure all the hackers are going, whew, all right, we got plenty of time now to hack that thing. Google's going to ramp up security for you with your Gmail, or at least with your add-on, so that nobody can spy on your messages. The email service is now going to support content security policy, which prevents web extensions from running code that could bypass security or otherwise really piss off your day. Google's saying that the move shouldn't create too much havoc as long as the add-ons are honest ones, but Google was also quick to point out that there could be a few hiccups here and there. No given date on when Google's going to start rolling this out, but from what we're hearing, it's going to be pretty soon, well before the end of the year. I think it's a good idea. I don't want people spying on my email and looking through things and putting it on the web. Hey, I just had a thought. You know who could really benefit from this? Sony. Curiosity. Yeah, I'm talking about the robot that's up there on Mars right now going,
I'm looking through soil. Oh, what did I find?
Well, Curiosity's found a little something interesting on the red planet. Methane. Yes, the rover has sniffed out, with its robotic nose, methane spikes in the atmosphere between 2013 and early 2014. NASA believes that the methane during these events is erupting underground. Curiously enough, though, on the planet, they found that methane levels are typically lower than scientists actually expected. But during the spikes, the levels are 10 times higher than usual. Guess we won't be living there when there's a spike, huh? Of course, methane is, yes, it's found on Earth. We can find it in our landfills. But most importantly, it's from you and I that we go around and fart every day. Not only was just methane found, Curiosity found some chlorine-containing organic molecules in the soil samples it drilled from the Gale crater. Interesting information coming from Mars now, isn't there? Seems we've got people already there farting in swimming pools. And finally, let's see what Santa's up to today.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello, yeah. Hello, Santa. Hello. Took a while to get a hold of you.
Yeah, awfully sorry. But I'm about today.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on the iPhone 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, call quality is bloody awful.
You didn't get the 6 Plus?
Well, no, I've got a 6.
Oh, okay.
I've got girly hands, you see, like righty.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, very girly hands. I know you've got a 6 plus. You have big manly hands.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah, I got a 6 plus. Ewan's also got a 6 plus too.
Yeah, I don't really know what Rankin's got. I couldn't care less.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, we're out and about, and I forgot the sheet. Yeah, you know the sheet that we've got that's got all the crap for Christmas on.
Yeah.
I've forgotten it. I can't get to it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
What I thought was, you could fill everyone in on the details.
Okay.
But I remember that we had something that really was utter crap, and that was the Chateau Neuf de Crap wine labeling kit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so what you do is you buy cheap shit wine for your friends.
Yeah.
And then you make a Chateau Neuf de Crap label for it and put it on. And then they don't know that you bought them cheap shit wine.
True. Okay.
Yeah, it's very clever.
Yeah. Couldn't you do it with the expensive wine, too?
Well, you could do it with expensive wine, but I don't really see the point.
No, that's true. That's a good point.
Yes, I'd do it to my worst enemies and no one else.
Okay.
Yeah. Chateau Neuf de Crap, and it's available from
thegiftexperience.co.uk.
And the price is
£4.99.
Ah, there we go. Yes. Okay. Right. Well, I've got to go because I'm doing Christmas shopping today. I'm appearing at several shopping centres, and I'm hoping to steal a few presents off people that come and sit on my lap.
Okay.
Yes. No, I'll be at Blue Water, and I'll be at the Mary Hill Centre, and I'll be at Meadow Hall. Yes, I get around a bit.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, if you're not at those three shopping centres, then it's a fake Santa, definitely.
Oh, okay. Well,
but if you are, come and have a rummage in my sack, especially if you're a gorgeous young thing. Okay, Carl, see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Santa.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Did you catch those malls, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, those are the places to avoid today. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with Friday. Woo, can't wait. Oh, we're getting closer to Friday. We're getting closer to the weekend. And we're getting close to Christmas vacation. I can't bloody wait. Until then, do your best to get through your Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.